This is JIS News. Coming up, phase one of the Spanish Town free zone to be completed in June, temperature legislation to be implemented for all government agencies, and Jamaica Fire Brigade lobbies for stronger penalties for illegal fires. Details after this message.
Calling all government pensioners, the Accountant General's Department invites you to its Pensioners Information Forum. Come learn more about the AGD's modernization program and other services. Our second stop will be at the Manchester Parish Church, Mandeville, on October 30, starting at 10 a.m. Representatives from the NHF, SAGICOR, and other financial institutions will also be on hand to share useful information on pension health benefits and so much more. That's a Pensioners Information Forum hosted by the Accountant General's Department, Manchester Parish Church, Mandeville, Friday, October 30, starting at 10 a.m. See you there.
Now the news. The first phase of the construction of the Spanish Town Free Zone is slated to be completed in the second quarter of next year. Executive Director for the company which will manage the zone, Masada Jamaica, Dr. Robert Melamed, says completion of the first phase will include the construction and refurbishing of buildings and is expected to be completed by June 2016.
Upon completion of the first phase, 9 international companies will occupy the zone. The second phase will see additional companies coming on stream. At this stage, we project that the build out of the Spanish Free Trade Zone will provide 1.5 million square feet of space and will represent an investment of $350 million.
Dr. Melamed adds that activities at the facility will include refining and regeneration of petroleum products, manufacturing of composites and insulation material, vehicle assembly, auto parts remanufacturing and distribution, manufacturing of pharmaceuticals and nutraceutical products, as well as research and manufacturing of tobacco products. He was speaking at the launch of the Spanish Town Free Zone Wednesday. Jamaica is to enact temperature legislation for all government agencies geared at cutting 30% from the $14 billion energy bill in the public sector. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Porwell says the move is part of measures to realize more savings from the country's energy bill and transform the economy.
Very shortly, I'm going to be introducing in Parliament legislation that deals with the setting of temperatures in our offices, because sometimes we do have to wear sweaters to get into our offices.
Minister Porwell was speaking at the official handing over of an energy-efficient air conditioning unit at the Jamaica Information Service GIS on Thursday. The unit was installed under the government's Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program implemented in 2011. Contracts valued at over $8 million have been signed for improvement works at 6 wastewater treatment facilities in the parishes of Kingston, St. Catherine, and Clarendon. $5 million will go towards the design and construction of 3 wastewater conveyance systems and pump stations, which will take flows into the Soapbury treatment plant. A remaining $3.73 million will be used to rehabilitate the Blackwood Gardens system and the Delavega City wastewater ponds in St. Catherine, as well as the Lionel Town wastewater treatment lagoon in Clarendon. The project will also see the decommissioning of the Acadia, Bay Farm Villas, and Huenden facilities. Water Minister Robert Pickersgill says the projects will improve the operational efficiency of treatment plants.
The projects will also improve service levels and increase customer satisfaction to the citizens of communities which will benefit, and will ensure the proper treatment of sewage received by these facilities in order to minimize the adverse impact on the environment and public health.
Minister Pickersgill was addressing the contract signing ceremony at the National Water Commission's Marasca Road offices Wednesday. And the Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, is lobbying for stronger penalties for the illegal lighting of fires. Assistant Commissioner of the JFB, Sean Martin, says talks are already being held with the Ministry of Local Government as the group pushes for amendments to the Country Fires Act.
We are currently meeting with Chief Legal Officer from the Ministry of Local Government. We have had several meetings and we look at the shortcomings of the legislation, including the fines, and we have started draft to revise these.
Mr. Martin says the current sum of $2,000 is negligible and does not discourage illegal burning, which has serious environmental, economic, and health implications. He adds that the JFB is also pushing for authority to issue fire permits as well as to have all fire-related laws under one statute. That was the JIS News. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.